Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, this is an interesting question. This person wrote in and said, I've been doing some backtesting on trend trading, and they want to know if you've ever exploited the points in the market or points in a move when the market breathes in. And then I guess they're saying, or they're asking, do you ever take that advantage on a pullback to pyramid in and increase your position? And they would love to get your perspective on this.
Yeah. So this idea of the market breathing in and breathing out. Yeah. So actually the first system I ever did that, like, where I started making money for the first time, I was basically doing that. And so, yeah. So there's a couple of elements to it, and I'm happy to post a video in the show notes here so you guys can kind of see my perspective on this, and maybe you can kind of build on that and create your own approach. But basically, what I like to do is, first of all, you need to define your trend, okay? And the easiest thing to do, the easiest way to do that is to find someone who knows nothing about trading, or get a little kid and just ask them, you know, put on the line chart and say, is the line going mostly up, or is the line going mostly down? Or is the line going up and down? And then if they say the line's going mostly up or the line's going mostly down on the line chart, then, you know you're in a trend. Okay, so that kind of takes you out of the equation. You don't have to worry about defining a trend. And, you know, as traders, we get sucked into really complex ways of doing that. But that's good, right? So you've got the trend. Then what you need to do is kind of break it down into the structure. And typically what you'll see, and I learned this from Martin Pring. If you want a really good book, there's one called Pring on Price Action, which I found really fascinating. I kind of like the way Martin Pring approaches things. But what I learned was that when the market's moving in a trend, obviously the big candles are the trend candles, and then you get these little retracement candles against the trend, or if it's a really strong trend, those candles will just kind of stay flat and sort of flatline, and they get really tiny, and then they'll get some more big trend candles. So you can kind of time your entries based on those pullbacks. But what I learned from Pring was that the last sort of exhaustive candle, the sort of last gasp of the counter trend move or the retracement move against the trend, that last candle is often quite scary and big, and it hooks a lot of people into thinking, oh, the trend's reversed, and then boom, you get the big trend candle and it's off to the races again in the direction of the trend. So I think you can exploit this. It's probably a little bit too much to go into right now, but I will post a big video in the show notes here for you guys to see. You can go down and take a look at that. That'll be like a 40-minute video or whatever, where you can see kind of my approach to that. And I'm not saying it's the best way. I'm just saying it's one way that you might sort of build something to do that. And like you say, Hugh, a lot of traders will hold on to these positions. So they're saying, look, I'm in a trend. Every time it pulls back and I get a signal to get back in, I'm going to go off and roll with it. And actually, a lot of successful traders in my forum, one of them who's started his own fund, he actually just is building on this principle, exactly what this question is about. You know, which is basically getting in on trends, on the pullbacks to the end of the pullback in trends. And a couple of really successful traders in that form are doing that. That's how they trade. So I think this is a really cool approach. If you are a trend trader and you want to add to your position, obviously you need to work out your risk and all that. You know, when do you move to break even and how much do you take? And are you allowed to take another position if one hasn't moved to break even? And all that sort of stuff comes into it. But I think it's a really cool way of trading. And you can do it without indicators quite easily. And you'll see that in the video below. So hopefully that makes sense. Do you do the same thing? Do you add to positions and get in on trends, or are you kind of in and out, Hugh?
No, I'm kind of in and out. I haven't really worked up to that. It takes a little bit of guts to actually do that. So I haven't really got there yet, but I know it can work, and that's where the real big money is made, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, there are many successful funds and traders that do that. You just have to have the right mindset. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with being, in and out sort of trader. I'm a lot like that now. I don't do a whole lot of trend trading. I occasionally do on the 1 hour chart, but it's pretty rare. So, yeah, so I mean, you just have to know who you are. Are you the kind of guy or girl, are you the kind of trader who wants to, you know, really ride the trend and take advantage of that? Just know that you're going to have some losers. I think Bill Williams has wrote some, written some books.
That's a great system.
And so, yeah, so that's a, kind of the similar thing. So, yeah, so take a look at that, at Bill Williams. And if you're interested in the structure of the trend, take a look at Martin Pring's book, Pring on Price Action, in the video down below. And hopefully that will help you if this sort of resonates with you. That's a great question. Thanks.
Cool. Well, thanks for that, Walter. See you next time.
See
you.